benefits you deserve at vacares.us and New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. I mean, I usually start Patriots-related, but I do got to ask you, what's going on with your Cowboys after last night?
Man, I couldn't tell you what's going on. You know, I think Zeke, he said it in the post. He said they can't put their fingers on what's going on. And I said it's because one finger couldn't cover what's going on. It take both hands because there's one problem after another. Like last night, the defense just truly collapsed against an offense that really wasn't doing much this year. And Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears offense, you know, and at times, Dallas, after the first drive, the last couple of weeks, it's just almost like after that first drive, the other team just kind of has the playbook. Nobody can make any plays. No plays were made until late in the game. And last night, that game, even though the score was a one-score game, that game was much more lopsided than that. Chicago just put it on Dallas last night. They did not look good at all.
With all due respect to your Cowboys, I'm going to bring this back to the Patriots because there has been a report, Michael, locally, that barring some drastic changes, Tom Brady is expected to play elsewhere in 2020. He will not be a New England Patriot. What is your reaction to that? Can you fathom that happening?
No, I really can't. I can't fathom it after Bob Kraft and everybody's done so much to maybe to keep things in alignment right where it is and to keep Tom Brady right where he is. So that'll be difficult to even think about, to even fathom. And honestly, I hope it's not so. I hope right now what we're hearing, and that's just some things we always will hear, is kind of like negotiating talk or power talking. But I hope it doesn't really come to that. That being said, I was thinking the same thing when I was hearing about Jerry and Jimmy Johnson back in the 90s breaking up after we had won two Super Bowls. And I brushed that off as just talk and negotiation talk and power struggle talk. But it ended up that they did separate. So, you know, you can never be totally sure.
Well, it's interesting because when you played, Michael, I feel like guys, you know, including guys on your team, stayed with one team for a long time. And now the league feels like, I'm not putting Brady in this category yet, but it feels more like the NBA where players aren't happy where they are. It doesn't work out. It's more likely they'll go elsewhere. Do you feel like it's different now than it was when you played in terms of players moving from team to team?
Well, there's no doubt. Players feel like they have a little more freedom since we are in this new age of free agency. You know, we were just embarking upon figuring out what free agency was back in the day and certainly even in the 90s. But now they do have more freedom and players, some of the players want to control more of their own destiny when back in the day you didn't have any of that kind of control, not even a thought of that kind of control. Teams would say that you're going to play here or you're not going to play at all. But now players, you know, they feel like they have a little more power, they're a little more emboldened with that, and they do want to kind of direct their own careers more so than before.
Now, a former Cowboy, Dez Bryant, has been tweeting about how, oh, he might have an announcement or he might have some news coming up in the coming weeks. I guess, first of all, do you think he has anything left in the tank, and do you think the Patriots would make any sense at all for Dez Bryant?
Yeah, I did think that Dez had something left in the tank. I'm just absolutely shocked that Dez haven't had an opportunity to get more teams after all of what we've heard that there have been teams, even like the Patriots, that need wide receiver help, and not too many people have knocked on Dez's door. So that, I was absolutely shocked about that.
Do the Patriots have enough offense to win a Super Bowl?
But I honestly, from what I've seen the last couple of weeks, I just don't think so. You know, and I said it that way.
Oh, no. Michael, we don't have you if your phone's going out.
Quite frankly, if you don't think they can win, we're done with you.
His phone does sound good, too. It's not like it's a bad phone.
He's got
good
phone. No, it sounds fine. Here, Shime or John, check in with Michael again. But he was just about to say why the Patriots can't win the Super
just
Bowl.
There's a whole 12 o'clock hour. Wow.
The power of the Patriots, they just got rid of him.
They say, we can't listen to this. We can't have
it. It was just a red dot on his chest.
Name.
He looked down and he was out.
Maybe he's hitting mute on his phone by accident.
Perhaps
that could happen.
Because yeah, it definitely wasn't in and out. Because the Dez Bryant thing is interesting too. Just
it's got something left in the tank. Baby.
Does
yes,
Mutt's still alive.
Yes,
still got a chance with Dez Bryant.
There's a shock. But he thinks a Cowboy can still play.
Yeah, well, hey, he was almost on the Saints last year. Didn't he get hurt with the Saints?
Yes, he got hurt with the Saints.
In, was it training camp?
No, it was during the year, I think.
It was during the year, I think they brought
Friday,
him
Friday, I want to say. It was like a Friday.
Oh, he never played a game.
Played.
But he didn't play, though.
No,
okay,
he never
so that's
played.
Why I thought
no,
training
he signed,
so
and then I want to say
camp,
a Friday
signed,
practice.
And never got to a game. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that was, and again, but who's out there? Like that's right. Well, I understand Antonio Brown isn't. I think he would be an upgrade.
But no, he's out there, all right.
Now, I guess the hope would be, is Mohamed Sanu, how much of his injury is why, like, last game he barely played. So, is he going to be able to turn things around and be a factor for the offense? Do you have high hopes of Mohamed Sanu?
Do I think he could be better than what he's been? Maybe a little bit. Do I think he's a guy that can inject enough so that you go from Michael Irvin not believing you have enough offense to win a Super Bowl to believing in the offense? I do not.
Can Mohamed Sanu be 2016 Danny Amendola?
I haven't seen.
Yes, he did. Okay. He has the skill because Amendola was never the most skilled player. He made some clutch catches and got a benefit of the doubt because of the playoffs.
That's
but
the thing.
Sanu could be that talented. Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's try Michael again. Michael, we lost you just as you were beginning to tell us why you don't think the offense is good enough.
Well, what I'm saying is, what we've seen different this year is that we've seen the Patriots have a little issue here, maybe an issue there, but they've always found an answer. Maybe they've had a down performance 1 week, but never a consecutive like this, never the consistency like this, and you never see. And I think the frustration is at an all-time high for that offense. Now, you say that I don't think they have enough as constructed, but what was always great is they found a way to make another part of that team the focal point, and it just seems like the last couple of weeks, they haven't been able to make that adjustment. They haven't been able to go in the drawer and find that answer, come out and fix the problem and get back moving again. So I'm starting to ponder and wonder myself on just how efficient this offense can get.
So, Michael, when Brady's throwing his helmet around and yelling at receivers on Sunday night in that loss to the Texans, the reaction around here was, well, it's not good for the young receivers, not good for the development. What did you think of Brady and his actions and his attitude in that game on Sunday night?
Well, what do you mean it's not good for them? It depends. Now, first of all, there's a couple things. There's a couple things in that statement. And I think to really understand if it's good for any individual, you would have to have more time with each individual to find out how they tick. You know, some guys, no matter what, man, you just got to kick them right in the new, you know what, right in front of everybody. Don't matter what, just see it like you have to see it to make them go. And then some guys, you can try kicking them and not getting really much of a response. Then you got to figure out a way how to huddle up, cuddle up, snuggle up, and kind of put your arm around them and try to get something out of them that way. You know, it depends on the person. And I'm sure Bray Tom knows those guys well enough to know who needs what and which needs what. And he's trying to deliver and administer that to get the best out of those guys. I'm pretty sure he's doing that. I don't think that he'll get too crazy. I always say this now. If I see somebody going off on somebody in the first quarter, yelling, then I come back the second quarter and I still see it. Then we go into halftime and we come out and it's the same technique. That means whatever you're doing is not effective. I would like to see you try something else as opposed to just continuing to yell and kind of point out to the world that they are messing up.
Michael, the Patriots haven't lost at home this year. They didn't lose at home last year, but they got the Chiefs coming to town on Sunday. Do you think that streak comes to an end?
That's a good one, man. And I've been leaning toward picking the Chiefs, and only for this reason, because if you have, and I did take the Texans, if you have an ability to hurt a defense more than one way, because I know Belichick, he's so great at designing something to take away your main weapon. So if you have an ability to hurt a defense more than one way, you have another off receiver like Houston had. You know, Kyle Fuller catches a touchdown. Oh, well, he didn't catch that touchdown. Okay, well, Kenny Stills catches the next ball and he catches it for a touchdown. They had other ways to hurt a defense and to hurt the Patriots, and that showed up even when you tried to take away DeAndre Hopkins. And Kansas City has other ways outside of Tyreek Hill, because I know that's the main object, the main focus that they'll take away, but they do have other players like Sammy Watkins. It's just a matter of can those guys step up and have that big game to do it on that stage against that great team.
Michael, just to circle back around, because I don't think Brady's future is getting enough attention around here. If, let's just say, if he becomes a free agent, and oh, I don't know, it's very convenient, Dak Prescott is set to become a free agent, would your Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones be interested in bringing Tom Brady to Dallas?
Boy, that's a hell of a question. Now, let me tell you why I say that. Because when you bring Tom, you have to be prepared to bring all that Tom is. Even when the Broncos brought in Peyton Manning, the stir in the fight was, at first, you brought in Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning wants to be Peyton Manning within the offense that he's had success for all of these years. And I think it's similar with Tom. If you bring in Tom, you better bring somebody in that's running his offense so you can get the best Tom. I don't want to get a Tom Brady with an offense that he hasn't been successful in for the last 20 years. I want to get Tom Brady and the best Tom Brady, so I got to bring that offense in with him. And if you're willing to do that, then you go get Tom Brady if you can get Tom Brady.
So you're saying Josh McDaniels would make sense as the next head coach of the Cowboys to coach Tom Brady?
Boy, that's quite a way to put that. That's some extrapolating right there from a conversation. That's taking it right. I definitely did not say that. But I just see how you can put that 2 + 2 together come on up with that 4 right there. That was pretty interesting. But now think about that. And I think that's absolutely the area that I go in when I hear these rumblings about Tom not being in New England next year. I said, oh, okay, if Tom's not there, does that mean now it's coming with him so they can implement that offense somewhere else? You know, but wherever he goes and gets the job, the cover is going to be pretty bare. You know, I would imagine the cover would be pretty bare, and I don't know if Tom would want to go in a situation like that at this late stage.
2 + 2 is always 4.
Yeah, that's true. And, Michael, last thing, the NFL is coming up with their all-time team to celebrate 100 years. Haven't seen the finalists yet for wide receivers. Like, we all assume that you're going to be on there. I am curious, though, for you, who would the top 4 wide receivers be all-time? Who would make your list?
Man, that's a great question, too. And I don't know. I don't even know how many of these guys you have. How many guys, you know, they did wide receivers. I mean, DBs and safeties and I think they're picking 10 or 12, and I'm like, I don't know, how do you narrow this gate? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you narrow the gate? There's certain people that you can't even consider it a list without. And, you know, Deion Sanders being one. I think Dell Green being another, Rod Woodson. I can name so many of those guys right off the tip of my tongue from that perspective. But of course, if you go to wide receivers, you got to put Don Hutson in there. Guys like Jerry Rice will be in there. I think a guy who I just thought was incredible and is incredible is Andre Reed. I think he's one of those guys that would be there. And I think a Randy Moss, you know, that'll be about 4 guys right there. They'll put a Randy Moss in there. You know, but all of that said, I don't know how many guys from, you know, the earlier days get in, but there's certainly some that will get in, like the Don Hutson.